Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon bonus show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bartley, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experiences, like this episode. So, don't always expect top-notch analysis here, especially this episode. Today's card is going to be Charge of the Rohirrim from the Rohan starter deck. I'm providing the positive aspect. Shellen is providing the negative aspect. Randomizer says Shellen's going first, but he's got to read you what this card does, because I bet you don't remember.
I certainly didn't, but Charge of the Rohirrim is a two-cost tactics event from the Rohan starter, originally in Celebrimbor's Secret. It has an action. Until the end of the phase, each Rohan character with a mount attachment gets +3 attack. And I mean, I'm very happy that the randomizer gave me the negative here. I'm very excited to hear what you can possibly come up with for a positive, because this card is terrible. And I think what I'm going to hone in on in the negative here, because there's so much, is just how much worse it is than all of the other trait-based stat-boosting tactics events. Because Rohan's not the only one that gets a little event that can boost some of their characters. Halfling Determination is a one-cost tactics event that boosts a hobbit's willpower, attack, and defense by 2. Khazad-Khazad costs 0, and it boosts a dwarf attack by 3. Boomed and Trumpeted readies an ent that after it takes damage and gives it +3 attack. So this costs 2, and they have to have a mount is just crazy to me compared to some of those other ones. I understand that the difference here in theory is that this targets all Rohan characters that have a mount, where all those other ones that I mentioned are specifically targeting one character. But how often do you have more than one Rohan character with a mount that is attacking? Like, almost never. Maybe you have Aemir with Firefoot. Maybe you have Hama and are doing that sort of thing. Or Theoden or didn't need to defend this round, so he's punching something. But you almost always just have the one. So in theory, you're forcing yourself to find a mount first, then pay 2 for this one-time use +3 attack. And to add insult to injury, it's all Rohan characters, and there are so few mounts that can go on Rohan allies. Like, I mean, I think we got Tireless Thoroughbred there at the very end of the game as kind of the one that you would really consider putting on a Rohan character, maybe. So this is just kind of an insult to injury to remind you that despite Rohan being such a horse-driven nation in the books, we never really got good enough mount attachments for all of them. So it's just bad from every conceivable angle, in my opinion. And now I'm very excited to hear what could possibly be good about it.
Well, before that, I'm going to just pile on here a little bit with you.
Perfect.
One of the things about the mounts is I tend to, especially in tactics, I tend to find myself putting Firefoot and Rohan Warhorse on the same character. So it's like, Well, he doesn't get +6, he gets +3. So it's like, oh, that's really helpful. And even with Elfhelm Hero, he's the one that the leadership hero, and like if they have a mount in their specific sphere, they get specific boosts or whatever. It's like I play him in like a three hunters deck. So I'm playing three characters. And usually I don't have, not everybody's going to be able to attack for me, or going to have that good of attack strength. Yeah, I don't know, but this one. I wish, before we go into the what, I'm going to go for positive. How would you tweak this to make it slightly better, Shellen? Would you just go with each character with a mount attachment gets +3 attack? Would that add enough value to it?
I mean, honestly, I think for this one to be useful for me, you'd have to drop the cost down to 0, I think, and just have it be like Khazad Khazad for the dwarves. Because how often does that card even get played? Like, not that often, right? Maybe back in the day with Gimli early card pool, but, you know, it'd have to be 0, because then you could at least theory craft some crazy play where you're using Oaths of Aoral to attack all these enemies after you hammer stroked to engage them. But that's already, what, 7 tactics resources you spent? You can't spend another 2 for this. So I think it'd have to be 0 if you keep it the way it is.
Okay, yeah. It's a tough card to play. I'm not even sure. You said you've played the Rohan starter a few times, right? This card was... Is this card in the pre-con? I can't remember. Is this a sideboard card?
Oh, boy. I can't remember either. It definitely didn't get played by me if it was in the actual deck.
Okay. Well, I must be sideboard then, because I was wondering what you would thought if you'd ever drawn this card to that deck and just been like, what the heck is going on here? But because I don't think that had a lot of mounts in the pre-con. Not, no. But now that I've continued to dump on this card, I got to provide a positive. So let me take you back to 2003. A young Bard Lee is in, I believe I would have been in 8th grade. I was born in 91. Help me with some math, Sheldon. It makes me like 12-ish.
Yeah, that's good math.
So 13-ish. It depends on, this movie probably came out the end of the year, so I would have been, 12, right? Yeah. What is the audio equivalent of like an eagle-eyed reader? Because I don't know what that would be for audio. So like eagle-eared listeners, I guess, may remember me on a previous episode discussing previous episode of regular Cardboard of the Rings, I should say. When I went and I viewed Fellowship of the Ring, and I guess I went on a date to go see that movie when I was in 5th grade, I suppose. Although I was really more interested in seeing the movie because I was a 5th grader.
Sure.
And the person I went with. Although, we were friends. Young Bard Lee in 2003 went on a group date for this one. I went with a large group of boys and girls to see this movie. And a little bit of heartbreak here story to begin with. So we went with this group, and there were some girls I was pretty friendly with, and I was going to go sit with them, but we also had invited an old friend who had moved away, actually moved out of the country with his dad for work, blah, 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 blah. Don't need to know all that story. Anyway, he was back for the winter to hang out, and so we hadn't seen this guy much over the last 4 years, and so no one was really hanging out with them, and so I think responsibly... our chaperone was like, hey, you should come over and sit by him because he's kind of not sitting by any of the kids.
No.
So instead of sitting by some people I wanted to talk to, I sat next to this person who I was friendly with 4 years previously. But when I said I was 12, when 4 years is a long time when you're that young. So a little bit of a wet blanket on my experience there. But that did not ruin this amazing experience of seeing this scene in the movie that like left my brain on the floor. I was blown away by the Charge of the Rohirrim scene in the movie. And that was like, honestly, because when we got the DVDs, I would watch that scene over and over and over again, because that scene is so freaking cool. That is, you say it's rewarding because you have to spend a long time before the movie before getting to it. And also you've watched 2 other movies before this. And it's just, especially for the time when you think about it, 2003, and now it looks a little like, there's some things wrong with it, but for the time, it was amazing to see, and it looked so great, and I just looking at this card makes me think of this group date, me having my brain picking it up off the floor after seeing this scene, and, you know, sometimes cards aren't meant to be good, they're just meant to remind you of great times in your life, and this card is a piece of trash, but it reminds me of this very specific time of going and seeing this movie with all of my friends and absolutely being stunned in the movie theater, which is, that's the reason you go, you know, right? So that's my positive about this card, Sheldon. Can you refute that tale?
No, I can't. I hope that somewhere out there in this world is that friend that you went and sat next to that sees this card someday and thinks of the time that you sat next to them at the movie theater when they were all alone, and it warms their heart as much as it does yours.
Yeah. The other weird thing I remember is us discussing with our chaperone the best flavor of Starburst. He was team Cherry. Cherry is good, but I'm, of course, Team Starburst. I think, like, a sane person.
Yeah, Team Pink there, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I said Starburst. Yeah, team, the whole packet's a star. Strawberry, sorry, yes.
Yep.
Pink. You know what I meant, though. That tells you the strength of that color, was that I called it the
I knew what
thing,
you wanted, so, yep.
Shellen knew what I wanted to say.
Vote for Bardley on this episode, just for the Starburst alone.
Yeah, if you agree with me at Starburst, or if you also had your mind blown at the movie theaters, whatever age you were seeing this movie, and when people who are like, I was not old enough to see this movie, don't tell me that, okay? But still vote for me. And then we'll take a look at the poll and see if people were convinced by this argument about nothing about a card versus everything about a card. So, what a bizarre episode. I guess we're going to see people next time, hopefully with real talk.